Thanks for joining us online today. We are really glad you're here.
Core Church is a place of hope, healing, peace, and purpose. And if you don't have a church home, we'd love for you to join us Sundays at 10 a.m.
And if we can help you in any way through prayer or support, we want to encourage you to use the links that are in the description. Thanks for joining us, and we pray this message both encourages and inspires you. Hey, if you're new, let me introduce myself. My name is Brad, and I'm the lead pastor. So glad that you're here. If this is your first Sunday with us, Laura and I would love for you to be a part of our New Here lunch. Even if you don't have to sign up for it, you just show up. We got plenty of food for you. If you've got kids, we'll watch your kids for you as well. If you got a copy of your scriptures, let's go to Judges. In the Old Testament, don't preach out of this much, but Judges chapter 6. If you do not have a copy of the scriptures, we have free Bibles in the lobby. That includes the Lord's Prayer Guide that we would love to give you that you can use to follow along and just learn how to read God's Word here in 2026. You might want to be making that a new habit in your life. And so we want to give that to you as a gift. Also, download YouVersion. That's a great app. A lot of people you see that are on their phones, they're not scrolling social media. Amen. Yeah, they're not checking their text or email. Amen. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. We got it on airplane mode. Can I get another amen? Now check the phone next to you and see if they're living out the gospel. No, I'm kidding. Okay. So Judges chapter 6. So we're in this series called Mindset Reset. We're kicking it off today. Think better, live better in 2026. How many of you want to live better in 2026? Yeah, all of us. You want a better year, don't you? And well, how you think will determine how you live. How you're thinking is going to determine what 2026 has in store for you. Good, bad, ugly, your mindset is everything. So over the next few weeks, I want to encourage you to be here for all 4 weeks of this series. Turn to somebody and say, I'll see you here next Sunday. Come on, I'll see you here next Sunday. Be here for all 4 weeks because I think this is really going to set you up for the success that you want to see in your life in 2026. So we're looking at these classic stories from the Old Testament. So if you were raised in church, you're going to be like, ah, I remember these stories when I was a kid. You're going to be very familiar with them. If you are new to church and it's a new experience for you, you're going to be introduced to some of the classic stories of scripture. Today we're looking at this guy named Gideon, and I want to talk to you today about a victim mindset or a victory mindset. What do you have going into 2026? Do you have a victim mindset or do you have a victory mindset? And I'll explain that here in just a few minutes. But we're going to look at Gideon here in chapter 6 of Judges. Now let me give you some backstory here. The Israelites, the very first verse says that they had done evil in the eyes of the Lord. Nothing new. This was their pattern. And by the way, don't hate on the Israelites. We do that in the church. We like to hate on them because they're like, man, they ever gonna figure it out? Have you figured it out? I mean, come on. There's many times that you're like, you start slipping. Well, they did evil in the eyes of the Lord, and they had the protection and the blessing of the Lord that was over them. And when they did evil, just like in our own lives, that God's blessing is not there, that you're not living under the covering of God. And because of that, the Midianites came in and they were destroying the Israelites. They were really abusing them, oppressing them. They would send these raiders in right after the crops were ready for harvest, and they would come in and they wouldn't steal them, they would burn them just to antagonize them. Then they would steal from them. And so they're all hiding out in caves and in the mountains, and Gideon is no different. Let's go to verse 11. Verse 11 of chapter 6 of Judges. I'm going to read out of the New Living Translation. So if you are on YouVersion, look for the NLT. It'll make more sense to you. It says, then the angel of the Lord came and sat beneath the great oak at Ophrah, which belonged to Joash of the clan of Abiezer. And Gideon, son of Joash, there's a lot of weird names here in the Old Testament. Don't you just love that? Gideon, son of Joash, was threshing wheat at the bottom of a wine press to hide the grain from the Midianites. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and he said, mighty hero, the Lord is with you. Come on, somebody say, the Lord is with you. Somebody say, the Lord is with me. Not sure that was very convincing. My hope is by the end of this message, you're going to believe that. You're going to carry it throughout 2026. The Lord is with you. Sir Gideon replied, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Where's all the miracles our ancestors told us about? Didn't they say the Lord brought us up out of Egypt, but now the Lord has abandoned us and he's handed us over to the Midianites? Then the Lord turned to him and he said, go with the strength you have and rescue Israel from the Midianites. I am sending you. But Lord Gideon replied, how can I rescue Israel? My clan's the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh, and I am the least in my entire family. And the Lord said to him, I'm going to be with you. This is the second time he said it. I'm going to be with you, and you will destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man. Let's talk about a victim mindset. Let's talk about a victory mindset. How do we develop a victory mindset for 2026? Will you pray with me? Heavenly Father, we ask for you to come into this place through the power of your Spirit. Church, I want you to pray for the people around you, whether you know them or not, in front of you, behind you, standing next to you. Maybe if it's a family member, a spouse or something, maybe you just want to grab their hand for a moment just to let them know, I'm praying for you. And then pray for your own heart, your own soul. Pray that God would open up your mind to what he's trying to say to you today. And let's ask the Holy Spirit to come. Let's ask him to be in this place today. I believe he wants to give us all a new mindset. Man, if you need a mindset reset, let's just give Jesus a big amen. All right, you can be seated. So what is your mindset going into the new year? Are you excited? Are you excited about the possibilities and the opportunities? Or are you tempering your enthusiasm just because you're concerned that you might just experience the same old, and be let down yet again? So I'm not going to get my hopes up. Why would I get my hopes up just to be let down? I don't know how you approach the new year. This is my favorite time of year. I mean, I get really jazzed up at this time of year because I don't know why. It's just new opportunities. It's new possibilities. It's new beginnings. It's that, you know, I know what's happened. I know what went wrong. I know what I did wrong. But now the calendar has flipped over, and now this is a new chance. I mean, I'm so guilty every year saying, this is the year. Anybody with me on that? Like you say, this is the year. That's me. I'm the one that Instagram ads prey upon at this time of year. You ever been on Instagram? You know, they have the algorithm and they know what you're doing. They know when you're doing it. I'm scrolling through Instagram, you know, and I'm looking through there. And the next thing you know, I bought 3 bottles of hair regrowth shampoo. This is going to work. This is the magic solution. It's going to happen. Spartan is the way. I know who's laughing on that one. You get the same algorithm. I sign up for the Tony Robbins New Year, New You webinar. I mean, man, 3 days free with Tony Robbins, the master. Man, he's going to set me up for success. I download the over 50 chair ab workout. Don't laugh at me. It promises you rock solid abs in 15 minutes a day. It's only been 11 days. This is the results. Look at that. Look at that. Huh? Some of you have seen that before. That's an oldie but a goodie. Man, I've been working hard. Take that off the screen. Nobody wants to see that anymore. This is how the new year can feel. You're full of hopes and dreams and the possibilities, and here we go. Only to be let down once again. Yet, I truly do believe that God wants this to be your best year ever. Would you just encourage somebody next to you and say, I believe this is going to be your best year ever. Come on, encourage somebody right now. Tell them, this is going to be your best year ever. And if you want it to be your best year ever, it's all about mindset. It's all about mindset. So look at the scripture here. God had chosen Gideon to rescue Israel, but Gideon limited himself by a victim mindset. Look back at the scripture. Look at verse 11. Go back to the story. It says, Gideon, son of Joash, he was threshing wheat, and say this with me, where? At the bottom of a wine press. It's at the bottom of a wine press to hide the grain from the Midianites. Now, this is for good reason. I mean, the Midianites are oppressing them, harassing them, abusing them, and it's not going well. I think this is a pretty good strategy, but Gideon had allowed fear to shape his perspective. So here's what a victim mindset is, so we can get our bearings here. I'd like for you to write this down, and if you're new, there's sermon notes in your chair back. I would encourage you in 2026 to take notes. Use these notes when you meet with your small group. Stick them in your Bible so you can reference them throughout the week, because you're going to walk out of here today and you're going to forget. You're going to forget almost everything that I said, and the enemy's going to come hard at you and you're going to get stuck in a victim mindset. What I want to encourage you to do is take some notes and remind the enemy this week, oh, no, wait a second. I'm reminded now through the word of God, here's who I am. So here's what a victim mindset is. A victim mindset is ruled by fear and uncertainty. A victim mindset is ruled by fear and uncertainty. Fear and uncertainty will convince you to give up, to bury your hopes and your dreams and your aspirations deep in a wine press. So let me ask you this. What hopes? What dreams? What breakthroughs have you been believing for that you've given up on and that you have buried deep in a wine press? God's plan for Gideon and God's plan for you and God's plan for me in 2026 is not the bottom of a wine press. Okay, three of you believe that. And that's good, because Gideon was the same way. Gideon struggled as well. God's plan for Gideon and God's plan for us is not the bottom of a wine press. Listen to what it says here in verse 12. The angel of the Lord appeared to him and he said what? Say it with me. Mighty hero, the Lord is with you. Mighty hero, the Lord is with you. So if a victim mindset is ruled by fear and uncertainty, a victory mindset is rooted in faith and confidence in God. This is the difference between being a victim in 2026 and having victory in 2026. Am I going to be ruled by fear and uncertainty, or am I going to be rooted in faith and confidence? This word here that we see in the scripture for mighty hero can also be translated, and maybe in some other translations you see this, they use the word warrior. Like it's like a great force. It's like a powerful army. This is how God saw Gideon, and this is how he sees you. Can you just tell somebody next to you, tell them, say, I see you as a warrior. I see you as a warrior. Now turn back to him and say, I think I might be one. I think I might be one. You are stronger than you think you are. Don't let your mindset limit your potential. You can have a victim mindset, be ruled by fear and uncertainty, or you can have that victory mindset and say, I'm going to be rooted in faith and confidence. You can never be a champion if you've never been in a fight. This year's going to be a fight. And if you want to be a champion and you want to rise above things, get ready, there's going to be a fight. There is no victory without a fight. That's why the scriptures tell us, I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Come on, say it with me. I'm more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Give God some praise for that. It's all about Jesus. Well, Gideon's still not convinced, and I can tell that some of you are still not convinced. So let's keep going. Look what it says in verse 13. Maybe this is what you're saying today. Well, if the Lord is with us, why has all this happened to us? Gideon is overcome by ants, those automatic negative thoughts. Some of you have heard me talk about this before. Dr. Daniel Amen coined this phrase, ants, automatic negative thoughts. You and I have between, are you ready for this? Between, this is nuts. I still can't, this is crazy. You and I have between 10,000 and 60,000 thoughts a day. Turn to somebody and say, you need to take a nap. You need a nap. Especially those of you got toddlers or you got, you know, like a six-year-old. Anybody got a six-year-old? You know, man, you're like, yeah, they're beyond 60,000 a day. They ask me one more question. They just can't stop. And Dr. Daniel Amen, he talks about these ants and he says that our thoughts, 70 to 80% of your thoughts are negative. Think about that. Right now, the person in front of you, behind you, sitting next to you, they have all of these thoughts, thousands of thoughts, and the vast majority are negative. In fact, he says, if we have that many thoughts, to put this more in perspective, that means daily, you're fighting against 8,000 to 48,000 ants invading your headspace every day. You got to crush the ants. You got to crush them. How? How do you do that? You do it through the Word of God. That's how you crush the ants. You get a hold of God's word. You speak God's word back to those negative thoughts in your life. You speak the promises of God over the ants in your life. You get a negative thought about your family, you crush the ants with the word of God. You got a negative thought about a relationship, you crush it with the word of God. You got a negative thought about your future, crush it with the word of God. You got a negative thought about your health, your circumstances, whatever is coming your way, crush it with the word of God. That's how you're going to overcome the ants. It's the only way that you're going to overcome it is through the word of God. Man, this is powerful. You're not the one speaking it. It's who's backing it. You can speak all the self-help you want. And I got all kinds of affirmations that I will say, but many times they can fall flat. But when you speak the word of God, it's filled with power that pushes back the forces of the enemy that are come upon you that don't want 2026 to be worth anything for you. So speak the word of God over your life. So this is what Romans 16:20 says. The God of peace will what? Say it with me. Will what? Soon crush Satan under your feet. That's the word of God. That's the power of the word of God. You have an enemy. His name is Satan, and he wants 2026 to be the worst year you've ever had. How many of you look back at past years and it wasn't so good? The enemy loves that. He wants you to live in defeat, live in denial that the future could be anything full of possibilities. And what you got to do is you got to crush him and you got to crush those ants through the word of God. Most of you are very aware of what these last 9 months have been for me. Very difficult. If this is your first Sunday with us, let me just say, back in April, I underwent a procedure and it didn't fix the problem. And so since last April, for 9 months, every 4 hours, my body shuts down. Pain, discomfort, every 4 hours. Middle of the night, doesn't matter. It hits me hard. But I also want to give you a good report. Because many of you have been praying. I have been praying. I have been believing God for miracles because he is the God who does miracles. Amen? Amen. And I would love to stand here right now and say, God did a miracle and I am pain-free. Hallelujah. No. I'm on a four-hour clock right now. And I know it's coming. But let me tell you some good news. Back at Christmas, I preached about this idea that when you're going through something hard, you got two things you need to be praying for, wisdom or miracles. Remember me talking about that? You either need a miracle or you need wisdom. And that's what I've been praying for. And God has not brought the miracle. Wait, Brad, why would you say that? Because God doesn't always do the miracle. That's why they call them miracles. If everybody got it, it wouldn't be a miracle. Let me tell you why God does miracles, not just for your healing. Yes, he does it for your healing, and he brings a miracle because he loves you, absolutely. But that's not at the root of why he does miracles. He does miracles to show off his power and his glory, to show the world what he's capable of doing. So when God doesn't bring the miracle, you got to pray for the wisdom. And I praise be to God. I've been praying and God has given me incredible wisdom. And he has led me to this specialist who knows exactly what's wrong with my body. In less than 30 seconds of an exam, he said, there's your problem. What? There's your problem. Well, what are we going to do about it? I'm going to fix it. You going to fix it? So this Thursday, I go in for a second procedure and he says, praise be to God. After that, you're gonna be fine, Brad. You're gonna be fine. I give praise to God for that. But let me tell you a little bit of these last 9 months. There's been some ant invasions, even for this preacher. Golly, sometimes it's hard being a preacher. Because everybody just thinks everything's good, man. Preacher never has any problems. I could tell you this, the men who pray with me on Friday mornings, they're like, man, the pastor has lots of problems. There have been some days where I've been up in my record room by myself and sitting on this couch that I have and I see a few ants creeping in the door, and I'm hurting, and the clock is ticking, and I'm wondering, is this ever gonna end? I mean, if it doesn't, God, I'm in. I will never forsake your name. If this is the story of my life, praise be to God. All glory to God. Because this ain't heaven, people. Heaven is to come. Glorification is to come. We're gonna have heartache. We're gonna have pain. We're gonna have struggles. We're gonna have lots of ants in this world. The ants are coming in. And I'd love to tell you that, man. I grab a hold of the word of God and I start crushing ants all over the place. But there's times where I'm so tired. And I'm so wore down. They're coming across the carpet at me and they're getting larger and larger and they're coming up the couch and they're coming up across me and then they invade my mind. And it's only then, praise be to God, in the moments like that, the only way I know how to overcome it is to grab a hold of the 31 prayers and promises that God has given to me. Over these last 9 months, I've been so great. The greatest gift that God has given me in 9 months is this. I never thought he would give me 31 prayers and promises, one for every day. And I will pray those, and I will pray those, and I will pray those, and I will pray those. And as I pray those, guess what? The ants slowly start moving away, get off of the couch, crawl across the carpet, and out the door they go in the name of Jesus. Why? Because I am more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Say amen to that. So victory mindset, though, it's a choice. You get to choose. You get to choose. You get to choose fear, or you get to choose faith. You get to choose uncertainty, or you get to choose confidence in 2026. Because here's the thing. There's some good stuff coming, right? There's some good stuff coming for you. Come on, turn to somebody and tell them. There's some good stuff coming. There is going to be some good stuff coming in 2026. But don't fool yourself. There's going to be some challenges. Come on, turn back and say, there's also going to be some challenges. There's going to be some challenges. And it's in those challenges. It ain't hard to have fear. It ain't hard to have faith and confidence when everything's going good. When everything's up and to the right, it's easy to have faith, confidence, and sing to the glory of the Lord. But when things are challenging, when things are difficult, that's when fear and uncertainty come in. And that's when you have to make a choice. I'm either going to choose a victim mindset or a victory mindset. So look at verse 14. Then the Lord turned to him and he said, what? Go with the strength you have. Go with the strength you have. A couple months ago, I was out prayer walking here at the church, and I'd love to tell you that when I'm prayer walking, man, I am just like zoned in. I mean, the Holy Spirit is on me, man, and I am praying and walking in the Spirit. And many times that's the case, but to be honest with you, many times I'm walking along and then I see Reese's and I'm like, they got the best fried chicken in the world. And I wish maybe I should have some fried chicken tonight. You know, I mean, that's just where my mind goes. And then I'm like, I have to get out of the way because one of the construction trucks is coming up the road, you know? And I'm like, man, that guy looks cool. Why can't I be cool like that, man? Maybe I should cut the sleeves off my shirt. Man, that is so cool. I mean, that's not what I'm doing while I'm praying. And then I'm back. And one time when I was praying, I looked down and there was the ugliest caterpillar you have ever seen. Big old ugly caterpillar. And he's walking, he's making his way across the road. And as he's making his way across the road, I'm like, come on, baby, you got this. You got this, baby. Come on, one more step. You got it. Take one more. You're going to make, this is crazy because this caterpillar is like trying to walk across, I don't know, 30 feet of pavement might as well have been 30 miles to him, right? I could just pick him up and place him over on the other side of the road. That would be the right thing, the kind thing to do, wouldn't it? Think I did that? No, I'm just, come on, baby, you got this. And then I took out my phone and I said, I got to get some video of this. I said, because I might use this one day in a sermon. And today's that day. Look at this. There he is. I mean, what was he thinking in this moment? I got this. I'm going to make it. And he said, I couldn't do it. I'm going to show those boys. I'm going to get to the other side. I mean, that's what he said. That's what he's saying to himself in that moment, man. I'm going to, listen, you got, maybe this is how you're feeling right now. And you wish God would pick you up and push you on the other side, right? But can I tell you this? God is standing there right there with you saying, you got this. You're going to make it. I'm making you stronger, more determined. And because you're going through this, you're going to accomplish more than most people will in all the years of their life. If you will keep moving and not give up, because you're more than a conqueror in Christ Jesus. Come on, turn to somebody and tell them, you're a mighty hero. You're a mighty hero. Robert Schuller is an old preacher, and he said this, often you can accomplish the seemingly impossible if you don't care how long it takes. But Gideon's still not convinced, and maybe you're not either. Listen to his response, verse 15. But Lord, can I tell you this in the nicest way? Get your butt out of the way. Get your butt out. Come on, turn to somebody and say, get your butt out of the way. Come on, get your butt out of the way. Things you thought you would never say in church. Things my mother-in-law, Evan Larson, will refuse to say at this moment. And will speak to me about later after the service. Brad, I love you, but you should not have said the word butt in church. But Lord, Gideon replied, how can I rescue Israel? What does he say? Say it with me. My clan is the weakest. My clan's the weakest in the whole tribe of Manasseh. And what? Say it with me. I am the least in my entire family. Where have you felt the weakest and the least? Where have you felt like you're at the bottom of a wine press? So often we pre-decide the outcome based on our current circumstances. Well, here's where I'm at. Here's what's happening. So that's probably not going to happen. Can I challenge you today, if you're a follower of Jesus, that's a victim mindset, and you got to destroy that. You got to crush it with the word of God, and you got to crush it with the promises of God and the power of God. Because you're a follower of Jesus. That means you're following the one who conquered the grave. I mean, think about Jesus. Goes to the cross. Where's this kingdom? All of his disciples, where's this kingdom? You said it was going to be the best year ever. And now this? And he's going to the cross? And they hang him there and he dies a brutal death. All of their hopes and their dreams and all the breakthroughs they were believing for died right there in that moment. And then they take him down, they wrap him, they place him in a cold, dark, damp tomb, and then they roll that stone over it. It's all over. The circumstances say it's all over. But come on, church. You're already way ahead of me. Because you know, on the third day, the Spirit of God breathed life into Jesus. He can breathe life into your hopes, breathe life into your dreams. He can resurrect and bring to life those breakthroughs that you are hoping and that you are believing for. God is not bound by circumstances. It's never been bound by circumstances. Like, this is why victory is possible in and only in Jesus. Look at verse 16, what the Lord said to him, I will be with you. Come on, turn to somebody, encourage them, and tell them God is with you. God is with you. Turn back and tell them again, you're not alone. God is with you. You're not alone. God is with you. Take heart. And you're going to destroy the Midianites as if you were fighting against one man. See, what God knew is that Gideon's biggest battle wasn't going to be against the Midianites. It was going to be his mindset. A few days ago, I was having my morning time with the Lord, and I always do it at the kitchen table, looking out my back window, watching the sunrise. This particular morning, when the sun rose, there was fog that covered the entire field behind me. I took a picture of it. This is a picture of the fog as it was rolling in. As you look at 2026, maybe that's what you see. I mean, come on. Is anything going to change? Is it going to be any different? Fear, uncertainty. So you can choose a victim mindset going into this year, or you can choose a victory mindset. I want to encourage you today to choose victory. You might see yourself as a Gideon, like as weak. I don't have it. I can't make it happen. I don't know how it's going to happen because I don't have the right resources, the right tools, the right pedigree, the right influence. I don't have the answers. I don't have the connections. I feel weak. I mean, I feel like the least. Why would God care about me? Maybe for some of you, it's why would God care about me after the things I've done? I know why my hopes and dreams are not happening. I know why I'm not having breakthrough. I know what's going on. It's because of those things that I did. And when I did those things, I got cut off and I just don't get to participate anymore. Can I tell you that is not from the Lord? That is straight from the pit of hell. That is not the voice of God. Because our God says, no, 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 no. The old is gone, the new has come. He takes dry bones and he brings them to life, as my friend Blaine said so eloquently last week, and as we sang just a few minutes ago. Like, I am not identified by my past. I'm identified by my Savior. I'm identified by who Jesus is, and I'm identified by what he's done. And yeah, sure, I was disqualified, but praise be to God, he qualified me through the cross and through the blood that is covering me. And I'm in. I get to be a part of the party. I get to be a part of this. God sees you. And God doesn't just see Gideon in this story as a mighty hero and a warrior. Don't misunderstand the point of stories in Scripture. This is where we kind of get messed up. We read these as if they're like old, I don't know, just old classic tales. You know, this is a great story. Look what this guy did and what happened, and man, boom, victory. It's like a great Steven Spielberg movie or something. No, these stories are not here to tell us of people who were great. These stories are here to tell you that you can be great. What God is saying here in this moment, the reason I'm pulling this story out for Gideon is because I'm trying to say to you, you feel like the least, you feel like the weakest, and what I say is you are a mighty hero and you are a warrior. Somebody say amen to that. Amen. And God puts a stamp on you, and here's how I know 2026 is going to be the best year ever for you. Regardless of what comes, because there will be good days and there will be hardships. There will be days of celebration, and there will be days of defeat and sadness. But here's how I know 2026 is going to be the best day, best year ever for all of you. It's because God's promise is this: I will be with you. I will be with you every step of the way. You don't have to fear. You don't have to be uncertain about it. You just turn and look. Oh, there he is. I can have faith. Oh, there he is. I can have confidence. Oh, I see what you, this is what I often say to the devil. I say, is that the best you got? That's what I've said to him for 9 months. Is this the best you got? You think I'm gonna give up on my God because of this little thing? You messing with the wrong person, and that ain't me. You messing with him. Because my God says that I'm a mighty hero and a warrior, and his promise is I will be with you. And you can have victory. Victory in 2026. We hope this message today has encouraged and inspired you.
If you don't have a church home, we'd love for you to join us Sundays at 10 a.m.
And if we can support you or encourage you or help you in any way, please use any of the links that are in the description. Thanks again for joining us online. We pray you have a great week.